who presents The Silver King as part of his Christmas season of 1899.
Sir Charles! Sir Charles! Where on earth is he? Sir Charles!
Over here!
What?
Over here, Herdman!
What on earth are you doing down here in the prop store, Sir Charles? We're just about to take the curtain up for the Silver King.
Yeah, I know. I'm hiding.
Hiding? Who from?
Henry Arthur Jones. He's after my blood about those cuts I made in the fourth act.
Well, writers can be sensitive when their plays are cut, Sir Charles.
Sensitive? The fellow's murderous. And I can't see what he's got to complain about. I merely made a few judicious trims for his benefit. Anyway, he should be grateful to me. This is a first-rate production. I got Mr. John Dutteen starring as Wilfred Denver, Miss Frances Barber as Nellie, Mr. Frank Middle, Mrs. Jakes, Mr. Peter Jeffrey as Skinner. A writer couldn't pay for a better cast.
Well, the show's about to go up, Sir Charles, and you can't stay hiding down here all night.
Oh, don't worry about me, Herdman. I'm perfectly comfortable sitting on this prop basket. I'll wait until curtain down, and I'll see you in my office. Jones will be long gone by then. Anyway, I can hear every word of the play down here, under the stage.
Very well, sir. As you say, enjoy the show.
Devil's own luck.
And they kept like that, neck and neck, the three of them, till just as they were turning the corner, going in home, and then Marcher put on a bit of a spurt, and by Joe Blue Ribbon shot ahead like a flash of greased lightning, won by a short head. Never saw such a pretty finish in my life.
And what about Denver?
Oh, doubled up this time, no mistake. Went a smasher on Patter Cake and lost everything. Owes me £150 besides.
You're sure you cleaned him out, Pilcher?
Oh, yes, Mr. Ware. Me and Braggins between us. Much obliged to you for introducing him to us.
How did he take it?
Oh, try to laugh and joke it off. He's as drunk as a fiddler. He was pretty mellow when we started this morning. We've kept him well doctored up all day.
Yeah, that's right. Keep him at it. Where is he?
Oh, we left him drinking at a bar at Waterloo Station, Mr. Ware, but he's promised to turn up here.
Well, I'll run in and have a look at him by and by.
Ruined.
Now, Nellie Hathaway, I think I'll show you that you made a slight mistake when you threw me over and married Wilfred Denver.
So, poor young Denver came a cropper today, Mr. Belcher.
Yeah. Have the same again, please, Tubbs.
Poor fella. I'm sorry for him. He's a downright good-hearted, jolly young fella, Mr. Denver is.
So he is, Tubbs, when he's sober.
That ain't been the last 6 months. Tubbs takes care of that.
Look. There's Mr. Denver's old servant. He's come to look after his old master.
What cheer, Mr. Tubbs?
Ah, you must give him a little extra time tonight. There's a good many public houses between Epsom and here, Mr. Jakes.
I know. Mr. Denver will be home early tonight. He promised the missus he would. But I want to catch him and pop him off to bed quiet before she sets eyes on him, you see.
He's been going at a pretty pace lately, ain't he?
Well, he's a bit wild, but there ain't no harm in him. Bless you, it's the blood. He's got too much nature in him, that's where it is. No, his father was just like him when he was a young man. And his grandfather, old Squire Denver, there was a man for you, if you like. The last 10 years of his life, he never went to bed sober one night. No, yes, he did. He did one night when the groom locked him in the stable by mistake. And then he was ill for months after. No, Master Will's a chip off the old block, but he'll make a man yet.
He'll make a madman if he doesn't leave off drinking.
No, you just let him be. He's all right. Master Will's all right.
Yes, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm as drunk as a fool, and I've lost every cursed halfpenny I've got in the world, but I'm all right.
What, back the wrong horse, Mr. Denver?
No, Tubbs, no. I'm back the right horse. And then the wrong horse went and won.
Well, you seem pretty merry over it.
Yes, Belcher, I've lost my money today, and tomorrow I shall lose your acquaintance. I'm quite satisfied with the bargain.
Oh, what bad luck again, Master Will.
The devil's own luck, Jakes. I put everything on Patter Cake, and I'm ruined, Jakes.
No, Master Will, don't say that.
Belcher, I owe you £150.
Yeah, nice light to know I'm to be paid.
So should I, Belcher.
Now, come on, Master Will, you better come home.
Home? What should I go home for? show my poor wife what a drunken brute she's got for a husband.
No, I won't come home.
I've got no home.
I've drunk it up. No, for mercy's sake, Master Will, don't talk like that.
Get home with you!
Yeah. All right, I'll go home.
Jakes, don't let her come here and find me like this. Tell her I haven't come back. Tell her I'm not to be found. Tell her any lie that comes handiest, but don't let her see me. Be off now. Be off.
Poor Master Will. Ruined. What'll become of poor Mrs. and the dear little ones?
There's always one way out of it. It wasn't such a coward's trick, I'd do it.
If you don't know what to do with that revolver, I'll take care of it for you.
Thank you. I do know what to do with it. Much obliged for your advice, Mr.
Baxter.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter.
Now, to wait and observe. Ah, could this be my man?
Oh, Tubbs, here.
Not my man this time.
I do, hurry. Enery Chalky Esquire. From you, Tubbs, if you please. What do you think of that, Tubbs, eh? Hey, back blue ribbon for a win and a place and landed £500.
Hey!
Look there.
Biggest fools, best luck.
What did you say?
I said I wished I'd got no brains because then I could make money at horse racing.
Oh, it's you, is it, Mr. Denver? Yeah, I've seen you at my governor's place in Hatton Garden. You know me. My name's Corkett. I'm Mr. Wes Clark.
No. Beg pardon, but I don't know you.
Oh, have some champagne. Tubbs, yeah. It's my shout. Champagne for everybody.
Right, young lad. Mr. Coombs, will you be having champagne?
Well, I don't mind if I do. Thank you.
Glad to make your acquaintance, Mr. Coombs.
Mr. Wes Clark. If I could get hold of him, it would make our little job easy tonight. Now, come on, Spider, where are you?
Come, gentlemen all, drink my health. Ain't it expense?
You young ass. Put those notes in your pocket and go on to bed.
Who are you? Can you show as much money as that? No. Then you shut up and take a back seat. I've won me money fair and honest, and I shall spend it how I like. Hang it. I shall light my pipe with it if I like. Give me a cigar, Tubbs.
One cigar.
Now that is a £5 note. Yeah, that'll show you what I'm made of. I'm a gentleman, I am. Money ain't no object to me.
That fool with £500. And tomorrow my wife and children will be starving.
Evening, Mr. Skinner, sir.
Good evening, Tubbs. The usual, please.
Oh, sir.
So, the Spider and the Coon. There's a big job on tonight, I'll wager.
My dear boy, I'm so glad you've come.
If you accost me again in a public place, I'll wring your neck for you, you old weasel.
My dear boy, business is business. And it's a big fortune for us all. A sack full of diamonds in Hatton Garden. No risk, no danger. All as safe and easy as saying your prayers.
How do we get in?
Cut through the wall of the next house. See that young sprig over there? He sleeps in the house we want to get into. If we could get a hold of him.
Will you hold your infernal cackle, Coon? Didn't you see that man watching us? It's Baxter the detective.
Baxter the detective?
Yes, you fool, don't look at him. He means to follow me up. I'll throw him off the scent directly. You just believe our young friend there have those notes while I draw off Baxter's attention. You'll be able to get hold of the lad when he's cleaned out.
Oh, leave it to me. You'll be there as soon as it's dusk. 114 Hatton Garden.
Right, Wes Cripps.
Oh, he'll be on the spot.
Make sure he lands sober, too, right?
So, you want a finger in our pie, do you, Sam Baxter? That's right. Follow me up. I'll lead you a pretty dance, all right.
Hi, boy. Get me a hansom.
The Spider is leaving. I'll follow at a distance.
Now, gentlemen, I'm blowed if I don't stand you another bottle of champagne. I've got money enough. Here. Somebody's stolen my money.
What? Nonsense. And it ain't no thieves here. Feel again.
Yes, it's gone.
It's gone. My money. I'm robbed. I'm ruined. I'm ruined. Give me more money. Do you hear? Give me more money. Or
I'll... Got it, youngster, or I'll smash you. I've got your money.
Well, somebody's got it. Somebody must have it. Why,
of course. That man must have it.
Which?
Why, the man with the billy cock hat and checked trousers. I think he said his name was Baxter. I saw him sneaking round your elbow just before he left. He's got it.
Come on, gentlemen, and help me find
it. Yeah. Come on.
There's another man ruined. Cheer up. We'll go to the dogs together. Tubbs, give me some brandy.
You've had enough, Mr. Denver.
I'm the best judge of that. It's a free country. Anybody can drink himself to death that likes. I will have it. I will.
There you are, Denver, my fine fellow. I think my plan is working pretty well. Stick to it, I'll bring you to the gutter. I'll see you in the workhouse yet before I've done with you. Well, Will, how are you?
I'm three parts drunk and the rest mad, so keep out of my way, Geoffrey Ware.
Nonsense, Will. I never saw you looking so bright and sober. I'm very glad for Nellie's sake.
Who's sake?
Oh, Mrs. Denver. Excuse the slip of the tongue. She was once engaged to me, you know.
She knew better than to marry you, didn't she?
It seems she did. She married you.
Now, listen to me. I'm going to the dogs. I'm drinking myself to death as fast as I can. I should be dead in no time. But she won't marry you, Geoffrey Ware. Now you've got that straight. Go chew the cud of that, then buy a rope and hang yourself.
Well, take care of yourself, dear boy, for my sake. Give my kindest regards to Nellie.
You swine!
Mr. Denver!
Take that man away! Take that man away before I kill him!
Mr. Denver.
Ta-ta, Will. Don't forget my message to your better half.
No, Mr. Denver. You better go home, you know.
No. No, let me stay here, Tubbs. Oh, my hell.
Oh, come away, Mr. Bilcher. Perhaps he'll drop off to sleep and we can carry him home.
Yes. Carry me home, Tubbs, and sing Here the Conquering Hero Comes. Then bury me and play the Dead March in Saul.
Ah, me. What a place. It smells of sin.
Nelly? You here? You in this place?
Yes. Isn't a wife's place by her husband's side?
Not when he's such a husband as I am. The sweetest and truest wife a man ever had. And married to such a wretch as I am. Don't you come here. You only make me think what a brute I've been to you. Go home, my girl. I'll come home when I'm sober. Tubbs, give me some brandy and don't keep me waiting.
Have you suffered enough?
Geoffrey, well, that he should see me here.
Has he dragged you deep enough into the mire? Or will you go deeper still, to rags, to the gutter, to starvation? Nellie, you once promised to be my wife.
Yes, and I repented even before I promised.
I'm back again and talking to my wife.
Ah, there stands the better man. Look at him. A model husband, a model father. Prosperous, happy, respectable, sober.
Oh, this is manly of you. What harm have I ever done to you, Geoffrey Ware?
You married him. I swore that day I'd ruin him and I kept my word. Good evening, Mrs. Denver.
Stop, you cur, and answer to me.
My dear fellow, you're drunk.
Oh, well, he's not worth it.
Yeah, what's all the noise?
Oh, no, Master Will, Master Will.
Let me get at him. Let me go.
James, help me. Will, he's not worth it.
No, let the old things with it to touch him. What are you going to do, Master Will?
I'm going to kill that man. I'll shoot him like a dog.
Will, stop. Oh, Will, nobody stop him.
You say
say you don't know the numbers of the notes, lad?
No. I only took them off the bookmaker this afternoon, and I never took the numbers.
That's lucky. Well, you see, the man's got off with them.
Yes. And I say, you won't split on me, will you? I borrowed that money to put it on Blue Ribbon.
Borrowed the money?
Yes. £80 of my governor, Mr. Ware.
Oh, that's a pity. And the worst of it is the judges are so unfeeling to parties as borrow their governor's money without mentioning it to their governors.
Are they?
Oh, brutal. Especially to young men as borrow their governor's money to put it on horses. Mm. There was a young fella tried at the Old Bailey a week or two since. For borrowing money, as you've done. Handsome, pleasant young man he seemed to be. Just like you.
Yeah? And what did he get?
14 years.
14 years?
Mm. I felt quite sorry for him.
What can I do?
Well, I've took a bit of a fancy to you, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll lend you the £80.
You will? Oh, you're a brick.
Yes. Providing you'll oblige me in a little matter.
I'll do anything for you. You're a jolly kind man and no mistake.
You live at 114 Hatton Garden, don't you?
Yes.
Your governor spends his evenings out, don't he?
Comes in about 12 as a rule.
Well, a friend of mine wants to spend half an hour in your governor's sitting room tonight. He's a photographer and he's taking views of London. Could you let us into the house and keep the housekeeper out of the way?
I say, eh? What's up?
Never mind. Will you help us, or will you go to Quad tomorrow?
I'll help you.
There's a sensible young man. Now, my dear boy, you stroll on just in front of me. Don't get out of my sight. That's it.
Mrs. Leaker, I'm going out. Leave the door on the latch.
Yes, Mr. Ware. Shall I wait up for you, sir?
No, I don't know what time I shall be back. You can go to bed when you like. Good night.
Good night, sir. I think I'll take myself off to bed at that.
Coast clear. That's all right.
This must be the spot. Just beyond this bookcase. Right. Let's shift you. That's it.
All clear, Cripps.
Yes, Captain.
Give me some light.
Here you are, Captain.
Right. Give me my tools. You'll find them in that pocket.
Beauties, ain't they? I was a week making them jimmies.
Yes, well, it was time well spent. Now, give me the plan.
The safe's just the other side of this wall here. Thinks I, when I was a-fixing up that there safe, this'll be a very splendid plan for us. Yeah, and the gents next door was extra particular about having it made strong. 'Cause, says they, there'll often be £50 worth of diamonds in that there safe.
Oh, shut up, not so much cackle. Now, Cripps, come on, look alive, because I must be at Lady Blanche's dance at 12.
Oh, blow Lady Blanche.
What's that row?
My dear boy, here's that tipsy fellow down at the door playing Deuce and Tommy. Swears he'll pull the house down if you don't let him come up.
What's he want?
Mr. Ware. He won't take our word that he's outsider. What can we do?
Send him up here.
What, here?
Yes, tell Mr. Ware's at home and send him up.
As you say.
Right. Where's my chloroform pad? Here it is. I'll soon quiet him. Cripps, out with that light. Stand there.
Right.
There he is. You'll find Mr. Ware in that room.
Now, you hounds, come out and settle accounts with me. Come out and show your face. Where are you?
Hold him still, Cripps.
Now, then, in that corner.
Right.
Oh, God. He's a ton weight. Yeah.
And that revolver, take it away from him.
Got it.
Yes, you lie there, you brute. You won't trouble us anymore. Now, put that revolver down, Cripps, anywhere. On the table. Look, alive. Show me a light. Now then, back to our business.
Here, where are you? I said clear out of this, all of you. Here's my governor coming back. He's left something. Oh, crimes, here he is.
Hello? What are you doing here? Who are these men? What business have you here?
We are friends of your clerk, Mr. Ware. We met up at the Derby, and he insisted on our coming here to spend the evening with him. And so, naturally, as a matter of course, would you excuse me? I have an appointment.
Wait a minute. I want this cleared up. But these are burglar's tools. A revolver. Help! Murder! Thieves!
If you won't be quiet. Help! Take this,
murder!
You fool!
My dear boy, this is terrible.
He's killed him. He's killed him.
Grips, back with the bookcase. Off. Everybody off.
We'll swim for this.
You will if you don't keep the mouth shut. Come on, out the window.
Look alive, Coon. Kick up that boy.
Come on, or else they'll collar you for this.
I've gone a step too far this time. The fool, why wouldn't he let me pass?
I thought I heard a noise like a shot. Though I must have been dreaming. Hello? Who's this? Why, it's Mr. Denver. How did he get in here? Mr. Denver? Wake up! Wake up! Oh, don't lay there, sir. Let me assist you into this chair. Drunk again. Do you hear, Mr. Denver? Wake up.
Where am I?
You're in Mr. Ware's room at Hatton Garden, sir.
Of course I am.
Shall I light you downstairs?
No, I'll go soon. Who is it? Mrs. Leaker?
Yes, it's Mrs. Leaker. I wondered what all the noise was, but everything seems to be in order. I'll leave you the candle, sir, and you can go home when you've quite woke up. Mind you latch the street door when you go out. Good night, sir.
Latch street door. All right, Mrs. Leaker. Oh, what's up? What's the matter with my head? I can't recollect. What place is this? Geoffrey Ware's room. I remember. Yes. Yes, I said I'd kill him and... Oh, my head. I'd better go home. Where's my hat? What's that? It's Geoffrey Ware. What's he doing here? Get up, will you? What's this? Blood? He's shot. My God, I've murdered him. No, let me think. What happened? Oh, yes. Yes, I remember now. I came in at that door. He sprang at me and then we struggled and... My revolver. One bullet fired. I've murdered him. Don't stare at me like that! Close those eyes, Geoffrey. Close them. Oh, yes. I've murdered him. I've done it. I've done it. I murdered him. I've done it.
6 o'clock. Will he never come?
I can't see nothing of him, missus. Oh, this sitting up at night is making you so pale and thin. And such bonny rosy cheeks as you used to have in the old days.
Oh, the old days. The dear old Grange. The happy, happy times that will never come again.
Yes, yes, they will, Mrs. I don't know how, but summat inside me prophesies as they will.
Oh, bless you, Jakes. I don't know how I shall bear my troubles when you're gone.
When I'm what, Mrs.?
Gone, yes. We're ruined. We can't afford to keep a servant any longer. You've clung to us all through my old friend. But now we shall have to part from you. We're a sinking ship. You'd better leave us before we go down.
Oh, no, Mrs. My voyage is pretty nigh over, and if you go down, I'll go down with you. I stuck to you in your prosperity. I took your wages when your purse was full and your hand was free. Oh, I ain't going to leave you now. Adversity's come and the cupboard's empty. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, dear kind Jakes. But I'm forgetting. You must be very tired. Go and get some sleep.
All right. Very well, Mrs., if you wish it.
There's a good Jakes. Good night. No,
not good night, Mrs. Good morning. Now, don't you sit up any longer, Mrs., eh?
Oh, if it were the dawn of a new and happy life.
Don't touch me. You don't know what I am. Keep away from me.
Oh, Will. Not that. Not that. Oh, for mercy's sake, it's not true.
Oh, if I could. Yes, it's true. I've killed him. Fool, fool, fool.
How did it happen?
I don't know. I went to his rooms. It was dark. We struggled. I suppose my revolver must have gone off. Cursed thing. Take it away. The next thing I remember, I looked around the room and there he was. Dead. Dead, shot by me.
Oh, my poor Will. But you mustn't stay here. This will be the first place they will search. You must go to one of the big railway stations and take a ticket for a long distance. Do you see? Make it appear that you're trying to leave the country. And then you must leave the train at the first station and so throw them off the scent. Oh, you'll do as I tell you, won't you, Will?
Oh, my wife. Why don't you hate me? Why don't you curse me?
Because you have never had so much need of my love and of my prayers as you have now. We're wasting time. What money have you?
Not a shilling in the world.
Nor I. Oh, you will be lost and all for the want of a few pounds.
No, Missus, no, you shan't. I've saved up a little money against a rainy day, and you're as welcome to it as if it was your own, Master Will, But what's happened?
Oh, the worst.
Oh, out of pity, don't ask. Only help us.
Aye, that I will, of course, but what can I do?
Quick, get the money. Hmm? No, yes. Wait, your master must have some disguise. Think what he can have.
Yes, well, there's my poor brother's Frank's things that they sent him to me when he died.
Sailor's clothes. Yes. They'll do. Quick, get them and put them into the portmanteau. Yes. And Jakes, his top coat and hat. Hurry, it's life or death.
Yes, Missy, yes.
But the children... My little Ned and Cecil. Oh, Nelly, when they grow up and ask their father, what will you say?
Here you are, Master Will. You'll find poor Frank's clothes inside there. He was about your figure. And here's the money. There's nearly 40 pounds.
Give me a few pounds and then I'll ship for myself. Here, you keep the rest for her. You'll take care of her, won't you, Jakes?
Oh, you needn't ask me that, Master Will.
Oh, Will. That ever we should part like this. What's that?
They've come for me. What shall I do?
The back way. Quick, we'll try to keep them.
Goodbye. Oh, my wife, forgive me. Forgive me.
Go, for your life. Oh, James, quick to your room. Look out of the window. Ask whoever it is to wait a few minutes. Keep him as long as you can.
Yes, Missy, yes.
Oh, my husband. My husband.
Where is he?
Who do you want?
Mr. Wilfred Denver. Is he at home?
I'm sorry, Mrs. He wouldn't wait.
Yes, of course he is. He's upstairs in bed. But who are you? What do you want him for?
Baxter of Scotland Yard. And I want him on a charge of murder.
Murder? Oh, Will is innocent. He'll be able to explain.
No doubt. I must see him at once.
I'll tell him. Will you kindly sit down and wait a few minutes until he's dressed?
Mrs. Denver, forgive me, you're not telling me the truth. Your husband is not in this house.
Revolver! One barrel fired. We'll see if the bullet will fit it.
Yes, Sam. Look alive. Our man's got away in the cab. Quick, we'll catch him.
No, no, you shan't go.
Stand aside, Mrs. Denver. I must do my duty.
No!
The police are after me. Will they reach the station before the train starts? It's my last chance.
Telegraph! Get your Daily Telegraph! All the news! Paper, sir?
No.
Winner of the Derby! Murder in Hatton Garden last night!
Yes. Give me one. Anyone will do.
Cool.
Now, sir! Quick, if you're going by this train. There's your ticket, please, sir. Liverpool, front carriage next the engine. Make haste. Thank you.
That post in a big hurry. Give me a tenner. Penny for the paper, 5 pence for the boy. Telegram! Get your daily telegram!
The express gone. Just missed it, sir. There she goes.
Did you happen to notice a gentleman in a brown overcoat, brown hat, with a portmanteau?
Rather dark, with small beard and moustache?
Yes.
Punched his ticket about a minute ago. He's got a first-class ticket for Liverpool. He's in the front carriage of the train.
Where does a train stop? The first place.
Rugby, 9:35.
Can you take a message to the telegraph office?
Certainly, sir.
From Sam Baxter, Scotland Yard. To police station, Rugby. Meet 9:35 down express. Detain Wilfred Denver. Front carriage of train. Wanted for murder. There you are, my man.
Thank you, sir.
We shall nab him at Rugby.
They do a good pint at the Checkers.
Right. When you're quite finished with that paper, Mr. Barkin.
I'm reading, Mr. Binks, about a murder as was committed in Hatton Gardens, London, last night.
Oh, I like a good murder. It's very pretty reading.
Give me a jolly good murder. One as ain't found out for a month or two and puzzles judge and jury and everybody. That's what I like.
Yeah, and where you ain't quite certain it's the right man till after he's hung, eh? We don't get such murders nowadays. Read it out loud, Parkin, then we can all hear about it.
Very well, gentlemen, if it's the wish of the company. A downward career.
Wait a minute. Let's fill up our glasses, then we can start comfortable. Susie, my dear.
Yes, Mr. Brainson.
As per usual, my dear.
Yes, Mr. Brainson.
A downward career. Last night, a shocking murder was committed at 114 Hatton Garden. The victim was a young engineer named Geoffrey Ware, who occupied the first and second floors of the house in question. It appears that a few minutes before 11 last night, a Mrs. Leaker, the housekeeper of the premises, went into Mr. Ware's room and found there an acquaintance of the deceased by name Wilfred Denver.
Thank you, Rosie.
I see, who's that poor chap dragging along the lane?
If you interrupt, Binks, it's impossible for me to read.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure.
I can't drag a step further. Let them come and take me and end it.
And found there an acquaintance of the deceased, by name Wilfred Denver.
What?
Huh?
What's the matter, mate?
Nothing. I beg pardon, gentlemen. I was thinking of something else. Don't take any notice of me.
Go on, Mr. Parkin. Have they caught this Wilfred Denver?
No, but the police are after him. There's a description of him. About 30, medium height, small...
Are you talking about the Hatton Garden murder?
Yes, sir, we are.
I know Hatton Garden very well. The evening discovered anything afresh?
Oh, no, that's only the morning paper. Evening paper ain't come yet. Stranger in these parts, mate.
What the devil's that got to do with you, eh? Waiter! Waiter!
Yes, sir?
Show me to a private room where these men can't pester me.
Certainly, sir. Follow me.
Ooh, what's the matter with him?
He's escaped from somewhere.
Yeah. Let's go in and put Mrs. Buttons on a guard. He's a dangerous character to have about the house.
Yes, come on, Mr. Parkin. We may find out something more about him.
You look tired, sir.
Yes, girl, I am. Bring me some water, will you?
Yes, sir. Anything else?
Let me have the London Evening Paper the moment it comes. Don't look at me. There's a good girl. Go out, shut the door, and don't let me be disturbed.
Yes, sir.
How long will it last? I wonder if anyone saw me jump from the train. What a mercy I wasn't dashed to pieces. It must be about 8:15. 8:15. And yesterday at this time I was innocent. Yesterday he was alive and I could laugh and play the fool, and now... Oh, God, put back thy universe and give me yesterday. Oh, heaven, work out some way of escape for me. Not for my own sake, not to shield me from the just consequences of my crime, but for the sake of my dear wife and innocent children who have never done any wrong. Spare me till I have made atonement for the evil I have done.
Here's some water for you, sir. There you are.
Thank you, girl. Don't forget the evening paper.
Very well. You shall have it the moment it comes.
I can't last out another day like this. I need some fresh air.
I never heard sentence of death passed but once, and that was when I was a boy, but I shall never forget it.
Fuck, what are they talking about out there?
Tell us all about it, Mr. Parkin.
Well, it was on James Beecroft, the Aylesbury murderer.
Wow.
And the court was lighted with candles in them days, and one of the candles was burnt down to the socket and kept on drip, drip, drip on my shoulder. Wow. And when the jury gave in the verdict, that candle went out the very moment that he said, guilty.
Never.
And the man's wife was in court, and she screamed out to the judge to save her husband, and they had to drag her out, of course, and she was carried out shrieking like a mad thing, and the judge was sobbing like a baby, and when the court had got quiet again, he took out the black cap.
God, I can bear it no longer. Have mercy upon me and end it now.
Excuse me, sir.
Well?
Evening paper, sir.
Oh, thank you, girl. And bring me some more water.
Yes, sir.
What's this? Terrible railway calamity. 7:35 express from Euston. That's the train I was in. Ascending an incline came into collision with some detached wagons of a goods train descending the incline on the same line of rail. One of the wagons was loaded with petroleum, and in a moment the front part of the train was wrapped in fierce and inextinguishable flames. The three front carriages with all their occupants were burnt to cinders. Amongst the ill-fated passengers was Wilfred Denver, who committed the murder in Hatton Garden last night. What's this? And who has thus paid the last penalty of his crime in the very act of flying from justice. Then I am dead. Dead to all the world. Dead. Yes. Dead. Oh, merciful Father, thou hast heard my prayers and given me my life. I take it to give it back to thee. My wife, she will see this and think me dead. Ah, better so. Better so than to be tied to a murderer. Yes, my darling, I have done you harm enough. Now I set you free.
Your water, sir.
How far is it to the station?
A mile, sir.
There is a late train down to Bristol, is there not?
Yes, sir. The down-night mail.
Order a horse and conveyance to meet me at once.
Yes, sir.
I shall reach Bristol tonight. Wilfred Denver is dead. Tomorrow I begin a new life.
More snow.
Herbert, you don't really mean to turn that poor woman and her children out of that wretched cottage?
Yes, I do.
Why?
They're starving. One of the children's dying. I object to people starving and dying on my property.
But it isn't her fault she's poor.
Fault? It's no fault in England to be poor. It's a crime. That's the reason I'm rich.
Rich? When I think how our money is got, I grudge the poorest labourer's wife her crust of bread and drink of water.
Ah, that's foolish. My dear Olive, all living creatures prey upon one another. It's the great law of nature. My profession is just as good as any other, till I'm found out.
Oh, when you talk like that, I hate you. Your profession, indeed. Burglary. Burglary and murder.
If you remind me of that cursed affair again, I'll... Oh, there. Don't be a fool, Olive. Don't do it again. There's a good girl.
Oh, you're not quite deaf to the voice of conscience, it seems.
I wish to goodness I could be deaf to your voice occasionally.
Mr. Coombe and Mr. Cripp, sir.
Ah.
My dear boy. Oh, how do you do, ma'am?
Mr. Coombe.
A pleasure, ma'am.
My respects, ma'am. Oh, Spider, this is a blazing snow crib you've got here.
Yes, pretty well. By the way, Cripp, I wish you'd be a little more careful in your selection of adjectives.
Eh? What's the matter with me, adjectives? Them as don't like my company can leave it.
Then there's no occasion for me to stay, I think.
Well, my dear boys, let's get to business. But before we set out for fresh woods and pastures new, let's square Lady Blanche's diamonds. Where are they?
Down at my wharf by the river, along with the other swag.
Who looks after that place now?
Well, it's locked up at present.
Oh, that won't do, you know. You must keep somebody there. Somebody you know.
Well, you can't spare one of your people, I suppose.
No, no, I am very comfortably suited just now. My coachman's just done 18 months. My cook's a jewel. She's the one that stole Lord Farthingale's silver.
Oh.
I always like to encourage private enterprise. My housemaid was born in Durham Jail, and my footman I took out of charity when his father went to do his 14 years. In fact, I haven't a soul about the place I can't trust.
The Duke of New York's below, sir.
Oh, send him up.
Here he is, sir.
Oh.
Dear me. Why, it's our dear old friend, Mr. Henry Corkett.
Oh, your old friend. A pretty hole you let your friends into.
My dear boy, what was we to do? Why, it might have happened to any of us. You look pale. Did the food at the Scrubs disagree with you?
You can laugh. I've just done a 12 months as you ought to have done. But it's made me think I'm going to turn honest.
Oh, do.
It's always the last resort of people who fail as rogues.
And mind you, Spider, once I do turn honest, I shall turn damned honest and make it jolly up for all of it.
Come, Henry, calm down. Now, we've got a splendid plant, haven't we, Spider? And young Henry shall stand in.
No, I'm damned if he shall.
My dear boy, we must keep his mouth shut, or else he'll go and blab about that Hatton Garden affair.
Yes. Oh, Corkett, I'm not to be bullied, but if you behave yourself, I don't mind doing something for you.
All right. I'm fly. Let's have some dinner to start with. I've got rats inside of me. What time do you dine, Spider?
7, but pray don't wait for me.
I won't. I'll have some lunch now, and then I'll dine with you by and by.
Oh, the brute. If he gets a spoonful of wine into him, it'll fly into the place where his brains ought to be, and he may open his mouth too wide. Coombe, Cripps, you better go and look after him.
All right, my dear boy.
Anything for an honest living?
That cursed Corkett turned up again. Am I always to be reminded of that? I wish they'd all die. I'll cut the whole gang after my next coup. Disappear. Retire to some quiet country place. Go to church regularly. Turn church warden and set an example to all the parish. What was that? Oh, Olive.
Come in. Here is my husband. You shall speak to him yourself. Herbert, this is the poor woman who lives in the gardener's cottage.
Mercy, sir. Mercy on a starving woman and a dying child.
My good woman, you'll be much better off in the workhouse. You'll be provided with food and your child will be attended by a doctor.
But he will die. It will kill him to move him in this bitter weather. Oh, have mercy, sir. Have mercy.
Now. Get up. There's no need to kneel to me.
Yes, there is much need. You shall not say me no. Oh, I am sure you are good and kind at heart. You do not wish my boy, my brave, beautiful boy, to die.
Well...
Oh, you are listening. You will have mercy. Oh, yes.
Oh, very well. If you don't bother me anymore, you can stay till your child gets better.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, we know all about that. Now go away and don't make any more fuss.
Will you come this way, Mrs... I don't know your name.
My name is Nellie. Oh, thank you. Thank you again and again. You've saved my child's life.
My dear boy.
What's the matter now?
That woman.
Well, what of her? What's the matter, Coombe? Have you seen a ghost?
No. Denver's widow. They pointed her out to me at the inquest on Ware's body. I'm not likely to forget her.
That man's widow here at my door. Coombe, I've got a little job for you.
Oh, yes?
My wife has a bee in her bonnet about that Hatton Garden accident. Mm. If she finds out that this woman is Denver's widow, she'll make my life a purgatory and the whole business will leak out.
So, what's to be done?
She's living in that old tumble-down cottage of mine, you know.
Ah.
She can't pay her rent. She's had notice to quit for the last fortnight. Go and get some men and turn her and her brats out of my place.
All right. Leave it to me.
And try to be discreet. Denver's widow.
Oh, this is a freezer and no mistake.
Well, Jakes, any success?
Success, Mrs. Rather. Things is looking up. I mean, what do you think? I've been and earned a shilling this afternoon.
A shilling, Jake?
Yes, a whole shilling straight off. Earned it all in a couple of hours chopping wood. And there it is.
Oh, Jake, isn't that lucky? I was just wondering whether we should have anything to eat tonight.
Eat? Lord bless you, we'll have a regular Lord Mayor's banquet.
And you brought some wooden coal for a fire?
Yes, Mrs. Well, where is young Sissy? She'll be glad to see a fire again.
Why, at school, Jake. She'll be home soon. Look in there, Jakes. How pretty young Ned looks in his sleep.
Oh, yes. Oh, bless his heart. How much he do remind me of... It. I mustn't say that, must I?
Yes, say it, Jakes. I like to think of him. My dear dead Will. Whatever his faults, he was always the best of husbands to me. Oh, but there. I mustn't cry today now we've been so fortunate. I must go and buy some food. Oh, Jakes, I feel so much happier. I think we shall weather the storm after all.
The village school. Perhaps I shall be able to get some news of my dear ones. I've tracked them so far from one wretched home to another. Shall I ever find them? Or find them only in the grave? They're coming out. Oh, why are you crying, my dear? Oh, come, tell me about it. You're not afraid of me, are you?
No.
Now tell me all your troubles. Why won't they play with you?
You won't tell anybody, will you?
No, no, I promise you. It shall be a secret.
They say my father killed a man.
Oh, my heart. And tell me, child, what is your name?
Sissy Denver.
My own child. The sins of the father are visited upon the children. Oh, heaven, is it just? What has this innocent lamb done that she should be hounded for my crime?
Why are you crying?
Oh, never mind me. Never mind me. Now, where do you live?
In here.
In this poor cottage?
Yes. Will you come in out of the cold?
My own little sissy that I left a toddling baby.
Oh, look, a fire! A fire! We haven't had a fire for I don't know how long.
In this wretched hole without a fire. Oh, who else lives with you, sissy?
Mother and Ned and our old Jakes.
My little Ned.
Ned's in there. He's asleep. Shh. You mustn't wake him. He's been ill.
Ill? Not very ill. Not dangerously ill.
Yes, but he is getting better. The doctor says he's not had enough to eat. We've been so poor, sometimes we scarcely had anything for days.
But your mother has had some money. Some friends have sent her some, eh?
No.
It has never reached her. Here. Take this. You'll find plenty of money in there.
Is that for Mother? Oh, that is kind. Thank you. I know I should have been very fond of you if you had been my father.
God bless you, my darling. There, now run and find your mother and give her that purse.
And who shall I tell her gave it to me?
Say somebody gave it to you, happened to see you, and thought you were like a little girl that he had lost. And say, too, that...
Oh, my wife, if I could but send you one word from my living grave...
Yes, what else shall I say?
I dare not.
No, dear. There is no other message. Your mother doesn't know me. Run along, dear. Make haste and tell her of your good fortune.
Yes, that I will. Goodbye.
Run on then, my brave little queen.
My boy. I must see my boy. Just one look. One kiss. Nobody is about.
Oh, it gets colder and colder. I wonder where the little missy is.
My little baby boy that I left, grown so thin, so pale, so wasted. Is there no end to my sin? No end to its bitter fruit?
Jakes! Hello, what are you doing in there?
Oh, Master Will!
Yes, it is I. Come back from the dead.
Oh, sir, you've come back at the right time. We're nearly starving.
Starving? That's all over now. I'm rich, Jakes, rich. Oh. When I left England, I went to the silver mines of Nevada. I had to struggle hard at first and could only send you a few dollars. I was almost starving myself. But one morning I struck a rich vein of silver. Today I'm richer than I can count. And then I sent you $1,000. And so none of it has reached you?
No, sir. Well, you see, we've changed our homes so often, and she always took care not to leave our address for fear that...
For fear my wretched story should follow you, I see.
Oh, sir, don't say any more about that. That's all past now. Oh, I can't believe it, sir. And Miss Nellie, she'll go mad with joy.
She must not know, Jakes.
Not know? Not tell her, Master Will?
Not yet. Not yet.
But surely, Master Will, you're safe after all these years.
I shall never be safe till I stand in the dock to answer for my crime. I shall be safe then. It may be tomorrow. Or it may not be for years. But that day will come. And if I were to join her, suspicion would be aroused at once. I might be discovered. Dragged from a side. Tried. Condemned and hanged.
Oh, Master Will. Oh, but if Mrs. could but know. If she could but know.
Not yet, Jakes. Listen. You shall take her from this poverty to her old home with everything that money can buy. And then when I have made her rich, cheerful, contented, I will ask myself whether I may dare to throw the shadow of my life across her happiness. In the meantime, promise me, swear to me that she shall not know.
Why, of course, Master Will, if you wishes it.
Oh, God bless you, my dear old Jakes, for all your kindness.
I hope... Here comes Miss Nellie.
She must not see me.
Here, we can hide behind this curtain.
There, my precious ones. You have a meal tonight at any rate. I wonder where Jakes and Sissy are.
My own Nell. The girl who left her own bright home to follow my cursed fortunes. Oh, if I look at her another moment, I must rush to her and hold her in my arms.
Who can this be? Why, Mrs. Skinner. I am the bearer of bad news. My husband has repented of his kindness. He will not let you stay here.
Not let me stay here?
No. Since you left him, he has learned who you are. He has found out that you are the wife of a...
Oh, no, no, for pity's sake, don't say it. I've heard the word so often. Yes, it is true. I am the widow of such a man, and for that I am ever to be punished, so it seems.
Who knows that it is true? Who knows but that there might have been some terrible mistake?
What do you mean? What do you know?
Nothing. I thought it might comfort you to think your husband was innocent. But I'm forgetting my errand. I have some money.
You can wait here. Be ready if I want you.
What's that? Oh, no. Quickly. Here are £3, 5 shillings. It is all I have.
It won't be necessary, ma'am. I'll take this money back to your husband.
Oh.
Your husband wants you. You better go.
That voice. The man who showed me into Geoffrey Ware's room that dreadful night. What does it mean?
Oh, if he were not my husband. Goodbye.
You shouldn't have took your place for life. Now, my dear good lady, it's a pleasant way of doing things and an unpleasant. And I always try the pleasant way first.
Oh, don't make any words about it. You've come to turn me out, is it not so?
Oh, dear, no. I've only come to ask you in the kindest manner possible to pay your rent. £3.05.
Oh, how can I pay it? I haven't a shilling in the world, and you know I haven't.
Where is Sissy? Where is the money?
Ah, well, that's a pity. Of course, you can't pay. You must go.
No, no, let me stay tonight. I will do no harm.
Now, look here, my dear good lady. It's no good you begging and praying to me, because go you must.
No, I will not go. My child is sleeping. He's getting better. I will not wake him and take him into the bitter cold to kill him.
Will you go quietly? I'm sure I have to send for my men to turn you out.
I tell you, I will not go. Go back and tell your master that here I stay. I and my children, till he drags our bodies out and flings them into the streets.
Oh, very well. We must try the unpleasant way then.
Merciful Father, help me now.
I can bear it no longer.
Mother, Mother!
Sissy!
Look what the kind gentleman gave me!
An angel from heaven has sent it! Here, take your money. Now you go.
Mr. John Franklin not in?
No, Mr. Baxter. I'm his private secretary. Perhaps I might do. What's your business?
That's my business. I'll wait.
And he'll come about that cursed check. It must come sooner or later. Mr. Franklin must find me out. Find out that I've repaid his goodness by robbing him. Returned his trust by forging his name.
He's a very rich man, isn't he?
Very.
He went to bed one night a common miner next to a millionaire.
His whole life is spent in doing good. He's as noble and generous as he is rich.
Trust you with his personage checkbook occasionally, eh?
What do you mean?
Somebody wishes to see me, Frank.
Mr. John Franklin.
Yes, I'm John Franklin. What do you want?
Oh, I beg your pardon. This is my card. Sam Baxter, Scotland Yard.
I've seen you before somewhere, sir.
Well, what is your business? I must beg you to make haste as I have to catch a train into the country.
Then I'll come to the point at once. Mr. Private Secretary, you needn't go. We may want you. Here it is.
The check I forged.
This check was presented yesterday for payment in the ordinary way. The clerk refused to cash it, detained the presenter and sent for me immediately.
Sir, I've
Give me the check. Well?
That signature, sir.
Well?
Is it your handwriting, sir?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, the signature is a little awkward. I must have been in a hurry. Do you doubt me, Mr. Baxter?
Oh, no, sir. You say so, sir. Of course, it's all right. If you wrote the check, why, there's an end of the matter, isn't there, sir?
I think so. Will you accept a £5 note for your trouble?
Thank you, sir. And if ever you want my assistance in any little matter of business, sir, I should be happy to oblige you and to keep my mouth shut. Good day, Mr. Franklin.
Good day, Mr. Baxter.
I've had you through my hands somewhere.
Don't do it again, my boy. Don't do it again.
I never will, sir. I don't deserve that you should forgive me. I shall be ashamed to meet you in the future, sir.
I hope not. This was your first step downward. Pray that it may be your last.
Cabby?
Yes, sir.
Take me to St. Pancras Station.
There goes Mr. Frank in the cab. Now, when and where have I had that man through my hands? Deuce, take my memory.
Traitor! Traitor! Gruesome murder in Whitechapel! Read all about it!
Good heavens, yes, that's the man. Derby night, 4 years ago. The Skittle Alley at the Wheat Sheaf. The revolver. Here's a fight. John Franklin, millionaire, philanthropist and silver king. An unhung murderer. The hair gone grey, but the same face. By Jove, what a catch for me. Cab!
Gaffer Pottle, Mrs. Gammage.
Hello, Cubby.
My humble respects, Master Jakes.
curtsy, Tabitha, curtsy. Curtsy, hey. Old fool. Don't you know Master Jakes is master of the Grange and lord of the manor?
Ah, Daniel Jakes and me was brought up together. I ain't going to curtsy to Donald Jakes. I'm going to shake hands with him. Don't you remember how fond we was of one another when we was boy and girl together, eh, Dan'l, dear?
No, I don't. It's too many years ago, and don't call me Dan'l. Now, your dinner ain't ready yet. You can wait here a few minutes, and mind you all behave yourselves. I tell Mrs. Denver you've a rove.
Dan'l Jake seems to be rather high and mighty now he come into his fortune.
Ah, fancy Dan'l Jake's coming and buying the Grange and being lord of the manor and bringing Miss Nelly back to live in it.
I can't make out who this here Uncle Samuel was as has died and left Dan'l all this money.
Aye, Dan'l never had no Uncle Samuel as ever I heard of.
Ah, you don't know nothing about it, Mrs. Gammage. Dan'l's master of the Grange, ain't he? And I wouldn't say as I mightn't be missus if we're long.
Hey, up, hey, up. Here she comes. Ah.
How do you do, all of
you? Oh, we're all well and hearty, thank you kindly. And we'd be mortal glad to see you back at the Grange again, ain't we, Gaffer?
Aye, we know when you come back, Miss Nelly, there'd be plenty for everybody.
Ah, thank you, Mrs. Denver.
It is Jakes that provides it for you, not I. First thank the giver of all good, and then thank our dear old James.
No, no, I won't be thanked. Be off, you old varmints. Get your dinner. Go on, oh, be
yeah,
off.
Get on, get on. Go on.
Are you happy, missy?
Yes, Jakes. Happier than I ever hoped to be.
No, there's something, missus, I can see. Something you miss now, ain't there? Now, tell the truth.
Oh, Jakes, can't you see what it is? I'm back in my old home without the man who made it all dear to me, without my will. Oh, I love him still. And you can't give that back to me, Jakes. No, no, not that. Not that. Forgive me.
Can't I, eh? Oh, yes, I can. And I will, too, this very day. I wrote and told him I can't keep his secret no longer. He's on his way to you now as fast as a train can bring him. You wait a bit, missus, and I'll dry up them tears for you. You shall be the happiest woman in England afore this day's over. Oh, that you shall.
Jakes!
Master Will!
Is anybody about? Can I come in?
Yes, come in, Master Will.
You're sure I shan't be seen?
No, no fear, sir. I'll keep a good lookout.
How is she? Is she quite well and happy? And the children?
Yes, they're all quite well. Oh, Master Will, I'm so glad you've come. I can't hold out much longer. Uncle Samuel's got me into such a dreadful mess. I wish we hadn't invented him. Master Will, don't hide it from her no longer. Tell her as you're alive. Now, you wait here, and I'll go and fetch her.
Stop, Jakes. Hey? You mustn't go. Jakes, I will tell you why my wife must not know that I'm alive. And when I have told you, never speak of it again. When I found your letter waiting for me, begging me to make myself known to my wife, oh, Jakes, I was so happy. I couldn't sleep for the joy of it. And when at last I put my head on my pillow, my one thought was, tomorrow I will tell her I am alive. Tomorrow I will take her in my arms and call her my wife again.
And so you shall, Master Will, or let me fetch her to you.
Stay. I fell asleep, Jakes. Sleep. Oh, God. There is no hell like a murderer's sleep. I fell asleep, and I dreamt that we were over in Nevada, and we were seated on a throne, she and I, and it was in a great hall of justice, and a man was brought before me charged with a crime. And just as I opened my mouth to pronounce his sentence upon him, Geoffrey Ware came up out of his grave, and he said, "How dare you sit in that place to judge men?" And then I saw a hand coming out of the sky, a long, bony hand with no flesh on it, and nails like eagle's claws, and it came slowly out of the sky, reaching for miles, it seemed. Slowly, slowly it reached down to the very place where I was, and fastened on my heart, and it took me and set me in the justice hall in the prisoner's dock. And when I looked at my judge, it was Geoffrey Ware, and I cried out for mercy, but there was none. And the hand gripped me again and set me on the gallows. And I felt the plank fall from my feet. And I dropped, dropped, dropped. And I awoke.
Oh, for mercy's sake, Master Will.
Then I knew that the dream was sent for a message to tell me that though I should fly to the uttermost ends of the earth,
As high as the stars are above, or as deep as the deepest seabed is below, there is no hiding place for me. No rest, no hope, no shelter, no escape.
Jakes, who's that? Oh, it's you. You've come to see us in our new home. Mother's always talking about you and wondering who you are. Who are you?
I'm a king.
But what king are you?
I'm the Silver King. At least that's what men call me.
Mama wants to see you so badly. Wait here. I'll go and fetch her. Mama!
I must go. Goodbye, Jakes.
No, Master Will, won't you stay?
No, Jakes. Let me go. Not a word. For her sake.
Come on, Mama. Where is he, Jakes?
Where's who, Missy?
The gentleman who was here and gave the purse to Sissy.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Red, there was a gentleman here, but as he was rather pressed for time, he had to go to catch his train.
Why did you let him go, Jakes, when you knew how much I wanted to thank him?
Oh, he was a very nice old gentleman.
Old?
Oh, yes. His hair was nearly white and he was crying so much.
Crying? Why should he cry? Can it be? Oh, if it were he, if it were possible. Sissy, here's my locket. Was he like this?
Why, that's my father's likeness, Mama.
Yes, was he like that?
Oh, no, Mama. The Silver King's hair is nearly white.
But the face, Sissy, the face.
No, my father's face is quite young and happy, and the Silver King's face is so sad and old. No, the Silver King isn't a bit like that.
Of course not. I knew it was impossible. I was mad to dream of such a thing.
Missus, you ain't mad.
What do you mean? Do you know something?
Missus.
Jakes, I will take no more money from you, no more food, no more shelter till I know where it comes from. As bare and helpless as we came into this grange, I and my children will leave it this very day and go out again to starve unless I know who it is that is loading me with all this wealth and kindness. Who is he, Jakes? Who is he? Oh, who is he, I say?
Oh, Missus, can't you guess?
Oh, I know it. I knew it. He's alive. Oh, Ned, Sissy. Oh, my darlings, my darlings. Kiss me, kiss me. Your father is alive.
Have a wee drop of prime Highland whiskey, my dear boy.
Don't mind if I do. It's not yours anyway.
Nah, a spider's too grasping. You back me up tonight and we'll clip his wings a bit.
That's him. All right, Coombe. I'll back you up. Let him in.
My dear boy, I'm delighted to see you.
Reciprocated, Mr. Coombe. The shaking of it on his hand does me good. Mm. Now, to business. Who the blazes is that now?
Put out the light.
Who's there? Who's there?
Poor Dev Dickie got a letter for Mr. Coombe. Dickie, please.
Oh, it's all right, Spider. It's only a deaf idiot that brings messages for me.
Oh, I see.
He's been knocking about here on and off for the last 6 months. He says deaf as a post when he ain't quite right in his upper story.
Well, let him in.
Come on. Come on.
Letter, Governor. A gentleman wanted to know where Mr. Coombe lived. Dickie wouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
Dickie wanted to bring letter and
yes, all right.
Gentleman gave me tablets.
That's enough.
The gentleman didn't have any more.
All right. Give me the letter. Now, wait. No. Outside.
Shut out. Shall I never worm myself in? I must be mad to dream that I shall ever wring this man's secret from him. And yet he was in Geoffrey Ware's room that night. To think that within a dozen yards of me, there is a man whose word might give me wife, children, home, all. And I stand here and can do nothing. I must listen.
Yes, from the Duke of New York.
Ah, curse the fellow.
To think how many good people die off every day, and yet that blackguard persists in living on.
Dear Mr. Coombe, I'm cleaned out, and I want a little of the rhino. You ain't treating me fair. I must see you tonight, so send me back a message by the idiot who brings this.
Tell him to go to the devil. Yes. Now, Coombe, sharp's the word. Let's get to business.
Oh, I'll send off Jeff Dickie first.
Boil me down into mock turtle soup.
What's the matter, Cripps?
Why, the deaf chap would be just the man to keep this here crib.
We ought to have somebody here. What's the fellow like?
He's deaf and an idiot. The police will never be able to get anything out of him, and he could never tell any lies against us.
Well, that's the sort of man we want. Bring him in. Let's have a look at him.
At last. Come on.
What's your name?
Yeah?
What's your name?
Oh, yes, Governor.
What's your confounded name, you thick-headed honey-dot?
He's right at the public house. Think you go fetch him, Governor?
This man would be a perfect treasure in the witness box.
Dickie, take an answer.
No answer. Listen, you want work, don't you? Work?
Work. Oh, yeah, Governor. Dickie, work very hard. Scrabble for run messages. Dickie, do what you tell him.
Well, he's as safe as anybody we can get. All right, cool. Give him a trial.
What'd you say, Governor?
No, he'll tell you. I can't shout anymore.
You can come here as porter. Sleep on the premises. Look, 15 shilling a week. 15 shilling!
Oh, thank you.
Come this way. I'll show you where you've got to sleep. Sleep. In this corner here.
Oh, Dickie stay here always. Dickie very fond of Mr. Coombe.
Yeah.
Dickie stay here always. Thank you, Mr. Coombe. Thank you, sir. Thank you, too.
I'll listen to this talk. Something they say must give me a clue.
Now, to business. Lady Blanche's jewels, where are they?
Well, you see, my dear boy, I didn't like to leave them here. And so I took them to my own place, my shop in the Gray's Inn Road. I thought they'd be safe there.
Now, Coombe, you're telling lies, you know.
No.
Lies and setting a bad example to Cripps here. Now, come on, one more time. Where are Lady Blanche's diamonds? Who the plague's that?
It's that blessed Duke of New York.
Well, you better let him in or else you'll kick up a row. Curse you, Corkett. Well, you'll never give me peace until I kill you.
Yes. As you killed Geoffrey Ware.
No! Innocent! Innocent! Thank God!
Who is it?
Wilfred Denver! Oh. Stand from that door!
Stop him! In heaven's name, stop him!
Stop me! The whole world shall not stop me now!
Olive!
Yes?
Come here at once, I want you. Now, have I got everything? Yes, I think so. There's Coombe's private cash box. Let's just see. As I thought, Lady Blanche's jewels. The old fox, the old sweep. I knew he meant to rob me. Well, it's lucky. They'll come in handy at a pinch.
Herbert, something has happened.
Shut the door.
What is it?
The worst. That man Denver is alive.
Alive?
Yes, and on our scent. Knows everything.
Have I not always said a day of retribution would come?
For heaven's sake, don't preach now. Listen to me. Will you do as I tell you?
You know I will if it's to save you.
Right, I'm locking all of these jewels in this cabinet.
Yes.
While these are safe, I'm safe. If they're found, I'm ruined. You understand?
Yes.
There's the key. The moment I leave this house, take all of that to Lewisham, get the first train to Charing Cross and the morning express to Paris. Go to the old address.
I shall not see you again.
I'll join you in a week or two. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Herbert. Take care.
Good girl. Now, be off. The moment the house is clear, set to work.
Oh, Herbert, what am I doing for your sake?
Which way did he go? Oh, if I could only nab you, Spider. To think that I know that the rascal's had his finger in every jewel robbery for the last 10 years.
and I've never been able to lay my hands on him. But I think I shall be one too many for you this time. There's some big swag about here tonight, and I don't leave this house till I've smelt it out. Footsteps!
The spider's way.
Harbert has left the house. Now is the time. The cabinet. Oh, how my heart beats. Courage, for Harbert's sake. Hark, who's that?
Who is there? The police, ma'am. Who's this coming? It's a spider. Silence, woman, for your life. Steady, Sam. Steady.
Spider's making a run for it, eh? Well, I'll have my cut. Now, where's he put the swag? All's quiet. If I can only collar it, I will make myself scarce. Ow! What's that? Why, it's a blessed cabinet. Hello? It's open. These are the cases. Here's a lucky squeeze. Golly, here's all the blessed lot of it. Why, it'll be a perfect little gold mine to me. Won't the old spider be jolly mad when he finds it out? I'm off. My name's Walker.
No, it isn't. It's Corkett. I know you, you young blackguard.
Nobbled. Baxter. 14 years.
Oh, and with Lady Blanche's jewels.
Oh, say, you know, I can tell you how this happened. This ain't my swag. Not a blessed bit of it. It's all spiders.
We'll talk about spider by and by. Move!
Oh, Master Will, I'm so glad to see you.
Ah, Jakes, to know after so long that I am innocent. But first I must tell Nellie. Go, bring her to me.
Righto, Master Will.
There she is.
Nellie?
Oh, good morning. Oh. Is it my will? My will? This face, this white hair. My will alive?
No.
Oh, Will. Don't speak. Don't say a word. Only let me look at you. Oh, let me cry, else my heart will break. Oh, don't stop me, Will.
I can't find her nowhere. She ain't at home.
Ah, oh, yes. She's home at last.
Where are you going, Jakes?
I'm going to have a look at the weather, Master.
Oh, Nell. Nell. I've such news for you. The best news ever spoken. I never killed that man. I am innocent.
Oh, Will, can it be so? Oh, Will, it seems to me as if I were dreaming. I can only look into this dear changed face and ask, is it true?
Yes, my own.
Oh, but look, Will, that man.
Skinner.
Mr. John Franklin.
Denver, sir. Come, Nell. I have no business with this man.
Mrs. Franklin, I hold your husband's life in my hands. If you value it, beg him to hear what I have to say.
Go on.
We're both in a devil of a mess. Why not make a mutual concession of silence for silence? You keep quiet on my affairs, I'll keep quiet on yours. You allow me to pursue my business, I allow you to pursue yours.
And the alternative?
You proclaim me a thief and get me a possible 5 or 7 years. I proclaim you as a murderer and get you hanged. You'd better remain John Franklin. Wilfred Denver is dead. Let him remain so.
You lie. Down to your very soul you lie. Wilfred Denver is alive, and today all the world shall know it. Nell, there stands the murderer of Geoffrey Ware. He wants to bargain with me. Shall I hide myself, or shall I tell the truth to the world? Shall I make peace with him, or shall I fight him? Give him his answer, Nell.
You shall fight him.
You have your answer. Go.
I shall go straight from here and give information to the police that Wilfred Denver is alive.
Nell, send Jakes to me. From Wilfred Denver, The Grange, Gardenhurst, Bucks. To Superintendent, Criminal Investigation Department, Scotland Yard. I surrender myself to take my trial on the charge of the murder of Geoffrey Ware, of which I am innocent, and I know the whereabouts of the real murderer.
Yes, Master Will.
Jakes, take this telegram at once.
I'll take that.
Baxter.
The detective.
Baxter, now for my chance.
Mr. Baxter, do your duty and arrest the murderer of Geoffrey Ware.
Very well, I will do my duty and arrest the murderer of Geoffrey Ware.
You, sir! What do you mean?
I mean that your dear friend, Mr. Henry Corkett, has turned Queen's evidence.
And what proof have you of his tale?
The evidence of your other friends, Mr. Coombe and Mr. Cripps. Thanks to Mr. Corkett, I begged a lot of them. And they all tell the same tale.
The blackguards, hang the lot.
Well, no, I think that might happen to you, but I fancy they'll get off.
Don't let them get off, Master. Hang the lot of them.
Mr. Wilfred Denver, I believe.
That is my name.
I shall want you as a witness against this man.
I shall be ready to come when called upon, but I have no desire for revenge. My only wish is to clear my name.
That is already done. Come, Spider. I want to catch the up train. Huh? I've got a call to make on Lady Blanche Winter in town this morning. Take care of him, Bob.
Right, sir.
You've had a narrow escape, sir. Good morning.
All right, then. Come along now, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Baxter.
No. Gently, gently, Miss Sissy. Master Ned, that's my old rheumatic arm. Don't you pull it out and join the young sir.
Ned, Sissy, my brave boy, my dear little girl.
But you're crying, Father.
Yes, Ned.
And you too, Jakes. What is there to cry for?
Don't you take no notice of me, Missy. I'm not crying. I'm only laughing the wrong way.
Come, let us kneel and give thanks on our own hearth in the dear old home where I wooed you and won you in the happy, happy days of long ago. Come, Jakes, Sissy, Ned, Nell, come in. Home at last.
Been so uncomfortable in my entire life. That's better. Who's it? Who is it?
It's only me, sir.
Come in, Herdman. Come on, hurry up.
Sorry, Sir Charles.
Has he gone?
Who, sir?
Jones, of course.
Yes, sir. He's like a dog with two tails, sir. Huh? I left him in the dressing rooms congratulating the cast.
Really?
Oh, yes, Sir Charles. He said that Mr. John Dutine was exactly as he'd pictured Denver in his mind. And he blushed when he told Miss Frances Barber that her Nellie was exquisite.
I'm not surprised. Excellent casting, Herdman.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't wait to see tomorrow's production of The Schoolmistress with Miss Hannah Gordon and Mr. Gary Bond.
Yes. Enough of this self-congratulation. I'm calling a rehearsal tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, sir? But why?
Because I'm the manager of the Wells and I want to call a rehearsal now. Make out a call sheet for the Silver King Company. At 10 o'clock prompt, I want to see Mr. Frank Middlemas.
Daniel Jakes.
Mr. Peter Jeffrey.
Captain Herbert Skinner.
Mr. Ian Hogg.
Baxter the Detective.
Mr. Nigel Anthony.
Geoffrey Ware.
Mr. Jonathan Moore.
Henry Corkett.
And at 11:30, Mr. John Hollis.
Elia Coombe.
Miss Oriel Smith.
Olive Skinner.
Mr. Brian Miller.
Cripps.
Miss Jane Whittenshaw.
Miss Sissy.
After lunch, I'll work with Miss Anne Windsor.
Mrs. Leaker and Mrs. Gamage.
Mr. Norman Jones.
Tubbs and Gaffer Pottle.
Miss Irene Sutcliffe.
Tabitha Durden.
Mr. John Church.
Harkin.
Mr. Nigel Carrington.
Rounson.
And at 3 o'clock, Mr. Matthew Sim.
Selwyn, Paperboy and Teddy.
Miss Adjoa Ando.
Susie.
Mr. Peter Penry Jones.
Wiltshire Cabin Inspector.
And last but not least, Mr. Fraser Carr.
Binks and Second Detective. Now, will you be requiring Mr. Trevor Allen to play the piano, sir?
No, and you can tell Adrian Bean that his role as adapter and director finished at Curtain Down.
Oh.
I feel a few more cuts coming on.